John, this next principle is based upon Proverbs 28, verse 13, the principle of humility. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful, but if he confesses and forsakes them, he will get another chance. There's some people out there that need this, including me.
Oh, yeah. Humility is an amazing thing. Again, I'm not sure that it's taught right a lot of times from a believer's standpoint, but humility is really a sign of obedience and learning the rules of the game and how to function. And it has a tremendous, tremendous personal value as far as business value. It is one of the really great character traits of an individual. And it works because it says if you don't have it, you won't be successful.
It's not easy to admit when we're wrong or to say I made a mistake. We all like to be right because it makes us feel good and accepted. It boosts our ego and self-worth. As good and right as we may want to be, we all fall short and make mistakes. Since life is a learning experience, we must learn how to handle these difficulties. If we refuse to admit our mistakes or wrongdoing, we stop the growth and progress in our lives.
Oh, that's so true. That is, you know, the whole lesson could be based just upon that. But since life is a progress, stuff like that, we run and bump into things and we try things and something doesn't work, or we say something or do something, hurt somebody, stuff like that. And if we're not humble, then we want to defend ourselves and we want to, don't want to admit, because we got to understand that nobody's perfect. I've never met a perfect person anyhow. Mm. And so it's humility that makes that flow. It's like humility, it becomes the oil in the machine of communication and a person when he makes a mistake. But there's some real basic principles involved in this that we go along, we'll find them.
The proverb says that if we refuse to admit our mistakes, we can never be successful. There's a right way and a wrong way to deal with a fault or mistake. Our judicial system says, don't admit or say anything because it may be held against you in a court of law. This encourages us to hide the wrongdoing and live with guilt against our better judgment. This leaves unfinished business that will come back to haunt us. Boy, that is so true.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I've seen people destroy themselves by not being humble, not admit it. And it was actually coached by attorneys and sometimes coached by people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that everything has to be spoken. I'm not an advocate of saying, like, everything that comes to your mind should be spoken. No, I'm not talking about that. I think we should weigh what we say and stuff like that. But the thing is humility means that you admit and take responsibility for the actions when you do wrong. If you don't, and someone encourages you, don't admit anything because it may be held against you in a court of law. What's the matter with honesty? What's the matter with honesty? Doesn't the truth set us free? See, so if we go and we hide something, we got unfinished business to deal with. We will never rehabilitate people when they make mistakes by telling them, refuse to admit anything. That's not what it should be.
These are the two things that will happen to us. The first is guilt. It will bruise our conscience to where we cannot trust ourselves any longer.
That's right. You know, people say, trust me, or they say, trust somebody else. But that's based upon being transparent. That's based upon being humble and being responsible. Because guilt is an amazing thing. Guilt will destroy you. And even though you never tell anybody, but if it affected somebody, if you never tell anybody, it eats at you like cancer. And it will destroy you because guilt has to be dealt with. So if you're not humble and admit mistakes and deal with them and get them out, then you feel good.
The second byproduct is this. We become hard. We force ourselves to become hard because we're afraid to be real.
That's right. So we put on this front and we live in an unreal world in ourselves. It's all hid within ourselves. It's just like we are afraid somebody's going to find out who we are and discover who we are. So it's two things. It's guilt, but then it makes us hard, and we put false fronts on. And sometimes we just become hard, and then we lie about the things and defending ourselves. It's a rat race that you have to deal with, and it's just a matter of being responsible.
This is not the way God has designed life. He encourages us to be honest and responsible for our wrongdoing. We cannot be healed or forgiven without admitting it. because we have to confess it, and then he is faithful and just to forgive us. A wholesome way to handle wrongdoing is to admit it or confess it and forsake it as instructed in the proverb. We will not forsake wrongdoing until we humble ourselves and confess it. This means taking responsibility for our behavior.
That is such a truth. Unless we humble ourselves and confess it, we cannot be cleansed from the inside. We can defend ourselves, but you cannot be cleansed from the inside and be clean inside, because the guilt and the hardness will stay with you. So you got to get it out of your system.
Our judicial system tells us, don't admit anything, make them prove it, which really means we can get away with anything that can't be proven. That's not the way to a good life.
That's true. You know, it's like the humility is a powerful principle, because it cleans you up and keeps you clean, because you are not afraid to deal with the genuine issues. You humble yourself. And the thing is this, when you humble yourself, you get favor. But when you defend yourself, you build defense in others too.
The system even throws out real evidence because of a technicality. It's no wonder we have crime running wild. When we do wrong, we have personal guilt and responsibility, even if the courts can't prove it. Guilt is of the heart, not only when proven by the law.
That's so true. It's not a matter of proven by law. Guilt, we look at guilt and saying, like, well, can you prove it by law? That has nothing to do with the person. Mm. That guilt is of the heart. It's like, you know whether you were guilty or not. You know, even murder cases, sometimes people got off because of technicalities or some way of it. The thing is that you can never be free with that. You have to admit it, because guilt is of the heart. It is not by law. Even though the law says you're not guilty, you know, just because the law says something is right does not always mean that it's right.
God's way is to admit when we've done wrong, then to forsake it, and then to change our ways. But the law tells us to keep quiet, defend ourselves, and appeal. That's good when we're innocent, but that's not good when we're saying that to our criminals.
That's right, and that's what corrupts a society, because now people find out that I can get away with it. Sometimes if we have money, we can buy our way through the courts and everything, and we just have to be careful with that, because that's not humility, and it's not something that comes through a society. Eventually, we will pay for some of that stuff.
We are promising criminals freedom if they are not proven guilty by law, even when we know they are guilty. Many attorneys don't want to know the truth from their clients because they want to win the case. They say it's their livelihood. Whatever happened to truth, honesty, and responsibility?
Boy, isn't that incredible? Saying like that an attorney sometimes tells their clients, I don't even want to know the truth because they don't want to deal with it. So when they get up and say on the stand, say, will you tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? They don't even want to know the truth because they want to defend their client. I mean, I just cannot imagine doing that. I just could not imagine doing that. That because the attorney has to live with the guilt too. Because if you know somebody's guilty and he tries to get somebody off, you know, it's good to try to get the lesser part of punishment, you know, but not to get the person off when he's guilty.
I'm sure the American judicial system was set up with the intent of protecting and defending the innocent, but now we use that judicial system as a standard of righteousness, and then we neglect God's higher law. What about God's law of justice for societies? Guilt cannot be removed from a person without admitting, confessing, and forsaking. That's the key, huh, John?
That admit, really is true.
Confess, forsake.
That's right. And when you do that, you rehabilitate the person, because it gets it out in the open. You can deal with it. You can look eyeball to eyeball, and you have to humble yourself to do that. Now, that's genuine rehabilitation, which means that I get another chance. I'm free in society, because you can't prosecute a person twice. Mm-hmm. But now you're free, because the truth makes us free. If we defend ourselves and we get by without telling the truth or what suffering the consequences, if we get by, then we're not free. That freedom comes from telling the truth, because now you have nothing bothering you, no guilt, because you say it's been dealt with, it's out in the front. That's what makes it feel free when people confess their sins, you know, and say, like, I've been wrong, you know. That
only God's higher law of humility will rehabilitate the guilty and build a society. We are reaping what we have defended. A generation who believes they can beat the system, and if they get caught, they think it was worth the risk.
No, that's just too bad that it is that way. But, you know, drug dealers or some people like that, or crooks and stuff like that, they look at the base value of this, and I'm dealing in drugs, and I'm making $100,000 a year and doing that, and if I get caught, I'll sit in prison for a couple of years, but I can come back out and make that up because it's based upon what they can get out of it and what they deal with it. So they look at what the risk is, and when they start believing that they can manipulate our legal system and get off by some attorneys that try to offend them, we are creating our problem for our future, and we're dealing with people, and they're saving their guilt and hiding their guilt. That will corrupt a society, and eventually we're going to pay for it.
The principle of humility, Proverbs 28, verse 13, confessing and forsaking our sins. And then we get another chance. Boy, recap that, John. That is so powerful.
That's really, really true. And it's such a good principle. Humility is very, very misunderstood. And people want to understand it, but they don't see the value of it. But freedom is really, when you talk about freedom, it really is nothing more than living without guilt. Now, you can be in ignorance sometimes and live without guilt, but you're still free until you discover truth. That's why God doesn't hold us accountable until we discover things. That's when accountability comes in. But there's an interesting thing about life, and that is we will pay for it sooner or later. Saying that all violations have to be paid for because the wages of sin is death. You know, like sooner or later we are going to pay for something. And so if we don't do it now in our courts, we'll pay it by guilt. Because guilt hurts, and if we never deal with guilt, we'll pay in the end results.